Another way, beyond the status quo. A Manifesto. By William Arthur Holmes. Copyright 2019. All rights reserved. Semi speaks. August. Dobie Bacorny was on tour in support of his manifesto, Another Way, Beyond the Status Quo. From Tennessee, he headed north through Kentucky and Indiana before escaping an angry mob and veering southwest. After stops in Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas, things got weird in New Mexico. His latest book was an anti-corporate diatribe born of a lifetime of people watching in corporate employment. He never had a career, per se. Just employment. One job after the other, never quite fitting in anywhere, never believing in the company he worked for. The manifesto was finally something he could believe in, and spouting off for a living was his newfound career. Despite those who did not like his message or its messenger, word was spreading. Crowds grew with each passing week. Well into his tour, he was filling up those previously half-empty hotel conference rooms, even the occasional small concert venue, as he shared his plans to save the world. He was feeling good about things by the time he made it to New Mexico. "By the time I get to New Mexico," he began to sing before his mind wandered back to how it all started. Despite a rough beginning, he was doing exactly what he wanted, staying sober and saying what needed to be said. Selling more books online, in stores, and in person now, he was convinced he was winning the war against those who would shut him up. A reluctant hero, he was nobody's savior. He said so repeatedly and refused to pretend otherwise. Several seminar attendees suggested he take himself more seriously. "Be more respectable," they said. "Act like a proper leader." He knew he had no business giving lectures and solving the world's problems, but the world had gone crazy and nobody seemed to be doing anything about it. Nobody he trusted to get it right, anyway. Someone had to inject some no longer common sense and decency into the conversation. Why not him? "The fatal flaw of most would-be saviors," he said, "is to take themselves much too seriously. Take your principles and that inner voice seriously, definitely. Not yourself. This isn't about me, it's about getting people to think for themselves. I'm a leader who doesn't want followers. We all need to be responsible individuals." He hated corporations, especially those bent on convincing people to buy things they don't need. Before being fired from his last job and starting this tour, he had put copies of his magnum opus in strategic locations around the office. He wanted his coworkers to read it, like it, tell their friends, and everyone would buy a copy. Like Johnny Appleseed, he thought. It was the closest he allowed himself to get to marketing. The process had to be organic. The book laid out who and or what was running things on this planet. He tried to focus on the who over the what, but there were times he wondered if there was not something out there, unseen, manipulating things. There was nothing much new in his book for anyone well-versed in the prevailing conspiracy theories, international banker scams, staged false flag terror attacks, CIA/military drug running and mind control, etc., but Another Way had solutions. From better toilet seat design to new forms of government and everything in between, assuming there was an in-between, he had some real answers. Best of all, he was proud to say, none of my solutions require anyone's assassination.